This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't have to go to Nordstrom to get your holiday shopping done, you know. If you live in or near Washington, D.C., there is a whole other retail world out there for you to explore. The curious world of federal agency gift shops. Yes, the FBI, the CIA, the NIH, and all the rest have their very own outlets, and they are definitely not your ordinary souvenir shops. Emily Wax Thibodeau wrote the story in the Washington Post today. Emily, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Tell me about these gift shops. First of all, can I just walk in there as a regular person to the CIA gift shop and pick me up something for Christmas?
The CIA, the FBI, and the Secret Service gift shops are actually closed to the public, so you need special permission. And if you are visiting, you need a minder to come with you.
Wow, of course you do. So you actually had to call and get yourself a minder and then go in and browse?
Well, I'd rather not talk about that process.
Okay.
Or how the CIA onesie came into my hands.
No, you have a CIA onesie? Really?
Yes, and it's actually made in Pakistan, which is an ironic accident.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't plan it that way. A lot of these clothes come from China or Mexico or Pakistan or whoever has a contract to make them. So it's often kind of funny just to check the made-in label, and depending on the irony there.
So it's more than just magnets and keychains and mugs, right? At all of these stores.
Yes. So a lot of times the buyers say that they're trying to sum up the heart, the essence of the agency in one gift or toy to get their point across. And they're often also attached to the news. So the National Institute of Health, for instance, has a lot of these microbe dolls where they okay. contract with an American company that makes these items, and they represent like bed bugs or Ebola or the common cold. So they're used as teaching tools.
And also, you write in this piece, the agency sort of gear the gifts toward their mission, right? So as you were just referring to, but like the DEA is not going to sell cigarette lighters or shot glasses.
Right. There's also things they don't want to make. So the FBI had a pair of glow-in-the-dark boxers that were really popular for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
But they stopped making them, probably not for political reasons, but because of the production.
Where do proceeds go, do you know?
So proceeds often go to employee associations for gyms or for outings, morale boosters, or they go to charities. Hmm. So your tax dollars are not paying for this.
Which is good to know. What's the favorite thing? Other than the CIA onesie, what's your favorite thing that you saw?
I found it fascinating that the NIH had all of these stuffed toys that they do contract with a company for them, but they represented sort of the diseases of our times.
Oh, man.
And they could be used for children. For instance, the cancer one could turn into a cancer cell, then you could zip it back into a healthy cell.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Very cool.
Emily Wax Thibodeau is a national reporter for The Washington Post. Emily, thanks very much.
Thank you.